Good morning, John.
So what made you want to make this documentary?
Well, I was approached by the Alberta Transplant Institute, and I was approached by one of the patients, a dialysis patient. And I looked into this, and, you know, I feel very fortunate that I can tell these stories. I feel very privileged because it allows me to, with not only to make my, to do my work, but to maybe have a social impact. And this was obviously one where it was, in a way, a no-brainer to do this film.
What is the one thing that sticks out in your mind from your time of shooting this documentary?
What sticks out is, on one hand, you have an, it's an amazing community. So you have patients, they're knowledgeable, they're very brave, they're accepting their situation. So they're quasi on a waiting list, waiting for an organ. And in that time, for three days a week, up to 4 to 5 hours, they're stuck there on dialysis, which has changed their working life extremely. And on the other hand, you have the staff and surgeons, nurses, and so on and so on. The way they care for these patients is really outstanding. And what struck me is, in all of this, is so they do their best to stay alive, waiting for an organ. And what strikes me is, why don't they get angry? Why don't they get on the streets and protest? Because It's a no-brainer how one could organize it. And so now finally the Alberta government has done something. So it's a very good first step to have an online registry and to have an agency that will organize and oversee organ transplantation and work closely with the hospital. So that's the first step, but it has to happen on a much larger level. And but I think it's coming along now. And so I have great hopes that the lives of these patients maybe will be better in the future.
And this is about your concern about the donor shortage. How,
absolutely.
How drastic is the donor shortage in Canada?
So Canada has one of the worst rates in the Western world. And within Canada, Alberta has the lowest rate. And that is just mind-boggling, because Albertans are known to be very helpful, so they volunteer a lot and all these things. And I think what happened here is that people just don't know enough about it, how they can donate and how to get the word out. So as we all know, helping others makes us happy, maybe more than money. Mm-hmm. And with organ donation, that's an easy way to do it. You tell your family how to how you feel about organ donation. Then you sign the back of your health card. It doesn't help much, but it helps a lot. It helps at least a little bit. And register online. So there's an online registry now with the Alberta government. And go there, register, and you have the chance to save up to 8 lives.
Is there one character or one person's story from your documentary that you think is going to really stick with the audience when it comes to organ donation?
Oh, you know, I think there are many. So one of them is the story of Kenny. He's a young man and very, very talented. So he had a band and he was a cook and girls and all of this. So he had a full life. And now he's on dialysis and his health is really deteriorating. So he would be one of these examples. Another one is Sonia. She's on dialysis now for 20 years, a beautiful Sikh woman and who really desperately needs an organ. Then there's the story of Chuck, or the story of Tracy, who is now on her last graft, which means that which means that at some point she can't even do dialysis anymore. Mm. And she's been really, really brave and amazing. So she's on dialysis now for 37 years. I think one of the persons who's been on dialysis the longest here in Canada.
37 years.
37 years.
That is likely going to be something that sticks with the audience. Thank you very much for coming in, and I appreciate you telling us about your documentary.
You're welcome.